What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, the hellscape that is parts of Northern California. Boy, I tell you, I'm far up north to where I could actually drive down and see the devastation. And you know what? I've always said if I had the chance, I would just sit and watch it burn. And I have had that dream come true. However, gentlemen, Mr. Walski, thanks for your question to ask if I'm okay. But yeah, I'm good. However, the family decided to have a meeting. And since we're all able to do so, as soon as things subside, we're moving back to SoCal. Period. Point blank. We both can afford to do so. So yeah, we're going to pull our son out of school. Do what needs to be done with that. And yeah, we're getting the fuck out of Dodge. Of course, we're going to move into separate places, the same arrangement as we had up north, but we're going to do the same thing when we go back to SoCal. So yeah. But that is not the main focus of this video. No. Once again, Keeping It Real with Drell put out a video that was directly in my wheelhouse. And as you guys know, this is a topic that I hold near and dear to my heart. The synthetic companion. And her video is called "I Don't Blame Men for Choosing AI Dolls Over Modern Dating." Oh yeah, gentlemen, here we are in 2025, and more women are double and tripling down on their stupidity. Hell, I was watching a video from Average Man Unplugged about a group of ratchets putting out a song called "They're Not Going 50-50 with No Man," even though we know what they really meant, no ninja. But when you look at the women who put this song out, no. Gentlemen, what do I always say on this topic? It's the quality of women that is severely lacking. Now, Keeping It Real with Drell, she talked about an email that was sent to her by one of her peoples. And he talked about how he tried to do the right thing and he ended up getting a blade put in his back by his girlfriend. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to go the synthetic companion route. Oh, boy. Boy, boy, boy. Modern women, especially a modern Western women, you have completely lost. The men of means, the men with common sense, the men with the wherewithal to resist the shaming tactics have left the building. Yep. More and more men are deciding on whatever option that they choose to render you obsolete. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I find it fucking spectacular that more and more men are taking their own health into play. And what do I mean by health? Well, obviously, their physical health, their sexual health. Physical health being, you know, when you're around a woman that is nagging you, that takes a toll on you via stress. That stress can build up. A lot of men, we know we don't have avenues of stress relief, but we're told we're still supposed to just grin and bear it. Sit back and take it. You're a man, blah, 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 blah. No, gentlemen, Do not accept that. Also, sexual health. We all know the number of women that are running around who have rotten crotch, who are burning, who are asymptomatic spreaders of STDs. Now, I've always said this, and I'm going to stand on this. There are more women out there who have STDs who will try to shame you into not getting an actual STD panel than there are professional women who are spreading STDs. Why? Because the professional woman knows that if her reputation of her having a burning crotch gets out, that loses money for her. Financial health. Gentlemen, we all know, trying to be with the modern woman is an absolute money pit. Guys are still stuck on this whole idea of, oh, I'm not tricking, but actually you are. You're tricking in the worst way possible. And 9 times out of 10, you're paying to not get what you truly desire. Yeah. Yep. Most men, we want to get laid. But we think that if we go through the socially acceptable way of doing it, then we're doing it right. Actually, no. The socially acceptable way actually pays the environment around the woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got women out here talking about men need to take them on dates and pay their bills before they even attempt to talk to them? What kind of broke bitch logic is that? And yet, they honestly believe that they're well within their right to demand men to do so. No. Now, we've all seen the videos of women who put themselves online talking about, oh, a man needs to pay this, that, and the other. No. A stranger, a complete stranger, is asking you as a man to pay her bills before she even wants to talk to you. How out of their minds are these women? But yet, if a man says, well, if you want me to pay for you, you want me to pay a bill for you, you want me to pay for you, what that neck like? Oh, I'm offended. How could you dare to ask me something like that? Exactly, ladies. You asking men to pay for you before you even think about putting out is the equivalent of a man asking you to put out before he even knows you. Yeah. But no, ladies. You've been trained to believe that whatever you think of men is absolutely correct. And men should try to quote unquote prove themselves to you. Once again, No. Mental health. Another big one. I mentioned before about nagging and how that, you know, can build up stress. Yeah, nagging, emasculation, manipulation, all of those mental attacks that women use to subjugate men, for which there are no laws on the books that says that they can't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something else that a lot of men in relationships have to deal with. Things that you have to accept if you want to keep a woman in your life. You have to accept her being on social media. You have to accept her nagging. You have to accept her emasculating you to the point to where a lot of us men, myself included in the past, thought that it was normal. No, there is nothing normal about this. Everything that these women do, especially in these modern times, it is completely abnormal. But a lot of us men are so fixated on just trying to have a woman to say we have a woman to where we overlook and excuse a lot of women's bad behaviors. No, gentlemen, can't do that anymore. It's 2025. All of the information is out there. So if you want to choose to continue this route, then at some point, we just got to say, you know what? We can't feel sorry for you anymore. You are where you want to be. You are. But yet, what is one of the things that women would say if they find out a man has a synthetic companion? Oh, you're creepy. However, we all know how women have weaponized the word creepy. If you are a man and you see a well-put-together woman who is putting her wares out on total display for the public, and you're not the man that she wants to look at her, oh, you're a creep. We all know about the quote-unquote gym creeps. Yeah, absolutely despicable behavior that modern women are allowed to get away with. But yet, we men are told that it's all our fault and we need to control ourselves. Ironic when men say, you know what? We're going to control ourselves by going our own way. Oh, no, you can't do that either. Wait a minute. Hold up. You're saying that men need to control themselves, but when men take themselves out of the equation, that's bad too. Once again, get the absolute fuck out of here. Complete and total nonsense. But yeah, more and more men are going to discover the waifu life, the synthetic companion route. And guess what? Some of those men are going to say, you know what? This is the best decision ever. Hell, I talked about Lamar Odom. We all know what he did. He bought him a synthetic companion that looked like Khloe Kardashian. And I've always said this, gentlemen, there's only two things that can limit your synthetic companion experience: your imagination and your funds. You can build whatever synthetic companion you want, built exactly to your tastes. And gentlemen, the synthetic companion market is getting even more advanced. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at some of the newer premium models, and holy shit. They literally have vagina suction functions, oral suction functions, you know, body heating. Yeah, the options are out there. But a lot of men, they still, you know, are on the fence about it. To which I say, hey, hop the fence. What do you have to lose? Honestly, when given the choice between the modern, insufferable Western woman or building from the ground up the woman that you truly desire, you know, hey, what's the better outcome? What is it? Now, insofar as the whole AI part of it, I've always said, you know what? That's something, that's a feature that I personally don't want. I'm good with just the basic model. Looks nice. Everything is functioning. Can do what I need to do. Clean her up. Call it a day. I'm cool with that. Now, some guys, they want more. And guess what? It's all in what you want. So yeah, gentlemen, yeah. If you're on the fence about, you know, going the synthetic companion route, give it a shot. I would still say go with the Kimber doll since it's the least expensive, but it's still in the premium range. That way you can figure out, okay, you know what? I invested $500 to figure out whether or not I really want to go to this route. And if you decide, you know what? I am good with this route. Then you can go further. Go further. And guess what? That's not a problem either. But all in all, yeah. Yeah. I think 2025, more and more men are going to go the synthetic companion route. And guess what, ladies? There is nothing that you can say or do about it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. If you're on the fence or you're just curious about the doll life, hey, leave it in the comments section. I have no problems, you know, getting you to where you might want to go. None whatsoever. And for you modern women out there who really think that men are going to go backwards in regards to dealing with you and putting up with you, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power that you used to have in society in regards to shaming men into line, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that men, no matter what we were in life, no matter what our station, we were going to accept your nonsense just to have you around, that's gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, you've already lost. You've lost to video games, and you've lost to synthetic companions. And guess what? Both of those two items offer men what you refuse to offer. Peace. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.